21 oil and gas companies operating in the territory. 21 with tens of more lining up, including Total Fina from France, including many of the big operators from down here in the lower 48, ConocoPhillips, Imperial Shell. The list is big. BP, the two mainstay companies, Suncor and Syncrude. There's a lot there. Talking about a 3,000 square mile area that represents the Athabasca oil sands deposit. And they want to develop it all. Right now, the oil sands is producing 1.8 million barrels a day, all of which are headed straight to the United States, not refined, to be refined down here. And so I really encourage you all later on to take a look at these maps, because it's not just Alberta, and it's not just northern BC either. You know, right now, the Red Oil Network, and again, I remind you all, Faith Gemmel, our Red Oil coordinator, is not here. But I did want to give mention that, you know, Red Oil right now is strapped, fully engaged, and in need of your support to get the word out, to fight to protect the many, many nations that subsist off of the fragile marine ecosystem that the federal government of the United States of America refers to as the Outer Continental Shelf. And we have a major campaign right now against, I believe it's Shell, trying to stop the U.S. Congress from allowing, you know, OCS to go through. I mean, we all seen Bush the other day making the big announcement, for those of you that keep tabs on those kinds of things. But, you know, a big part of the work that we've been doing for years, you know, up in Alaska, has been around the Trans-Alaska oil and gas pipeline. And what one of the things that they did, you know, back in the day when they discovered oil up on Prudhoe Bay, is they built this crazy pipeline all the way down to Cordova in southeast Alaska so they could tank that oil down to the lower 48. And what they're proposing to do now, and actually I think they might have already started construction, is they're building the Alaska Natural Gas Pipeline. Okay, and that pipeline, oh, they haven't started it? Oh, okay, thank you. But they're planning on building the Alaska Natural Gas Pipeline, which will be a mega pipeline that'll divert natural gas from Alaska's North Slope down to the tar sands region. Okay, so we're talking like over 1,000 kilometers, and they're also, you know, continuing, even though it was killed in the 70s, the Mackenzie Valley Gas Project, which is in northern Canada. They wanna divert the natural gas from up there down again through a mega pipeline development to the tar sands in northern Alberta. And so we have these immense mega projects in the Arctic that are diverting energy down to Alberta just so that they can raise that 1.8 million barrels per day up to, you know, in the short term, 5 million barrels per day, and in the long term they'd like to be producing in excess of 10 million barrels per day, all headed directly for the United States. And so, you know, again, the tar sands, I did explain it earlier, but I'll explain it again. The tar sands, and what it is it's oil, but it's unconventional oil, okay? It's heavy crude oil. What people usually go for is light crude oil, which you can get out with those pump jacks you see, okay? They suck it out of the earth. And what tar sands is this heavy substance that they actually have to strip mine out. And so in northern Canada, where these mines exist, this is pristine boreal forest. You know, and in a time of climate change, you know, as Chief Warren Lyons was talking about, our tree cover is very important. These are the lungs of our earth. This is what cleans the CO2 out of our atmosphere. And what they're doing in Alberta is they're strip mining pristine boreal forest, killing all of the biodiversity in the region, destroying all the lakes, rivers, and streams, removing 30 to 50 meters of clay and stones and sand to get at this tarry mixture that is deep under the earth. And then they strip mine that out. And then they use these trucks that are three stories high that can carry 300 tons per load to ship all this stuff over to what's called the upgrader. They then dump it in there, and they use superheated water in vast amounts that they suck out of the Athabasca River, which is the main highway and place where and place where the tribes in that territory have fished for time immemorial. And what's happening is they then separate that oil and they upgrade it so that they can shoot it down through a pipeline to a refinery to be, you know, turned into fuels that can be bought or that can be sold on the market. But, you know, just to give you an idea, how many of you know about the city of Toronto? Anybody know about the Blue Jays, Toronto Blue Jays? It's a baseball team for you baseball fans. Well, you know what the Sky Dome is? That's our big stadium in Toronto. It's massive. It's huge. Well, they fill one of those per day. That's how much earth they move in the tar sands mines, that they fill the Sky Dome once every day. And so, you know, that the mines represent about 30% of that 3,000 square mile radius I was talking about that's targeted for development within Alberta. And the other 70% is deeper than 100 meters below the forest. So it's not economically viable for those companies to strip mine it out. And so what they have to do is they use this other technology called in situ mining, okay? It's called SAGD, steam assisted gravity drainage. And what they do is they build all of these injection sites. They build all these roads and pipelines, and they totally still destroy the forest, okay? They fracture the forest. But what they do is they inject superheated steam deep into the earth and essentially melt the oil. And then they have a pipeline over here which sucks it out like a straw. And what they do is they completely contaminate all of the aquifers still. They destroy all the groundwater sources. And again, you know, the forest is still completely devastated from all the roads and pipelines and compression stations that they built for the SAGD operations. And so that's just a bit of overview. And you know, from the north to the south, there's also pipeline. You know, the main hub in America for distribution of natural gas and oil is in Chicago, okay? All the oil in that and natural gas that's shipped through the pipeline networks in the lower 48 are all based out of Chicago. And what they're planning on doing through what's called the Keystone Initiative is they're building a pipeline through Manitoba, Saskatchewan and Manitoba down through the Dakotas and linking up to the main pipeline hub distributor for oil and gas in the United States, which is in the city of Chicago. And of course, this pipeline that they're building, you know, has a lot of impacts just within itself on fence line communities that this pipeline is supposed to go through.